Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 27. Then came the daughters of Tzelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilad, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, from the clans of Manasseh, son of Yosef. And these were the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moshe, and before Eleazar the Kohen, and before the leaders and all the congregation, by the doorway of the tent of appointment, saying,
Our father died in the wilderness, yet he was not in the company of those who met together against Yahuwah in company with Korah. But he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his clan because he had no son? Give us a possession among the brothers of our father.
Moshe then brought their case before Yahuwah, and Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
The daughters of Tzelophehad speak what is right. You should certainly give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers, and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And speak to the children of Israel, saying, When a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to the nearest relative in his clan, and he shall possess it.
And it shall be to the children of Israel a law of right ruling, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Go up into this Mount Avarim, and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as Aharon your brother was gathered, because you rebelled against my mouth in the wilderness of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to kadosh me at the waters before their eyes.
These were the waters of Meribah at Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And Moshe spoke to Yahuwah, saying,
Let Yahuwah, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who goes out before them and comes in before them, who leads them out and brings them in, so that the congregation of Yahuwah be not like sheep without a shepherd.
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Take Yehoshua, son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the Ruach, and you shall lay your hand on him, and shall stand him before Eleazar the Kohen, and before all the congregation, and give him charge before their eyes, and shall put some of your esteem upon him, so that all the congregation of the children of Israel obey. And he is to stand before Eleazar the Kohen, who shall inquire before Yahuwah for him by the right ruling of the Urim. At his word they go out, and at his word they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation.
And Moshe did as Yahuwah commanded him, and took Yahushua, and stood him before Eleazar the Kohen, and before all the congregation, and laid his hands on him, and commissioned him, as Yahuwah commanded by the hand of Moshe.